the practice of assisting young people to regulate their emotions. To guide youth AOD workers in how to best assist young people to better regulate their emotions, 8 interrelated aspects of effective practice have been identified. Each aspect draws on particular therapeutic practice elements. While most psychotherapeutic interventions focus directly or indirectly on helping clients to cope better with emotions that they experience as problematic, the practice elements used in this module are drawn primarily from dialectical behaviour therapy, DBT, elements from cognitive behaviour therapy, CBT, and acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, have also been included as they are highly consistent with the theoretical underpinnings and psychological content of the DBT elements applicable for emotional regulation. The evidence-based content has been adapted where appropriate and supplemented with observations and notes designed to make the material more relevant for practitioners working with young people in AOD service settings. These adaptations have been informed by the wisdom of practitioners working in Victorian youth AOD services and related sectors. The current module presupposes that therapeutic interventions targeting emotion regulation can be delivered independently of DBT as an integrated treatment program. Many clients who experience problems with emotion regulation do not have a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder or experience persistent suicidal behaviour or ideation. These clients will not necessarily benefit from a full course of DBT. The principles of client-centered care and cost-effectiveness suggest that it is more appropriate to provide practice elements focused on their particular issues. 1. Helping young people to recognize the presence or emergence of strong emotions before they become overwhelming. 2. Teaching young people how emotions are linked to thoughts and behaviors. 3. Helping the young person to understand how their thoughts, emotions, and behaviours affect their lives. 4. Helping young people understand how physical health helps in coping better with strong emotions. 5. Helping young people tolerate distress. 6. Enabling young people to recognise and develop ways of altering unhelpful thinking styles or patterns that make them vulnerable to strong negative emotions. 7. Increasing the experience and awareness of positive emotions that can counteract the effects of negative emotions. 8. Helping young people regulate emotions that appear to be contributing to interpersonal conflict.